In a few weeks, voters will know which politicians have questions over their citizenship status and which don't. The government has agreed to the opposition's demand to a December 1st cut-off date for parliamentarians to disclose their citizenship and that of their parents and grandparents as part of a register proposed by the Prime Minister. Senators will also be required to reveal any foreign citizenships they may have held and give reassurances they haven't inherited another country's citizenship from a family member. The Senate will then decide if any will be referred to the High Court. The House of Representatives is expected to pass a similar resolution when it resumes on November 27th. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the deal is about fairness and transparency.
We believe in universal disclosure. We don't think that there should be one rule for one party and one rule for another. Everyone puts their material on the table, puts their case. Are they or are they not citizens of other countries? And where they are, dual nationals, what reasonable steps have they taken to renounce the citizenship of another country?
Three new senators have been sworn in to replace those recently declared ineligible. Governor-General Peter Cosgrove briefly took the place of former Senate President Stephen Parry, who stepped down amid doubts over his own citizenship.
Following the resignation of Senator the Honourable Stephen Parry as President of the Senate and as Senator for Tasmania, I'm here today to swear in new senators declared elected by the High Court on 10th November 2017.
Now ex-Special Minister of State Scott Ryan has been chosen as the new Senate President. Fraser Anning was named to replace One Nation's Malcolm Roberts. Former Democrats leader Andrew Bartlett takes the place of the Greens' Larissa Waters. And Jordan Steele John, just 23 years old, replaces former Green Senator Scott Ludlam. However, Senator Anning has announced he's leaving One Nation to become an independent. Watching the ceremony were several senators dealing with their own citizenship speculation. News the Greens will support any future High Court referrals has sparked unease over who could be next. Senator Steele John says the situation is out of control.
It's a bit of a mess at the moment, to be honest. They're dropping like flies. Every morning we wake up to another story of somebody having a bit of a familial revelation.
The citizenship debacle has taken a toll, with the latest news poll showing Labor leading the government by 10 clear points in the two-party preferred results, 55% to 45%. And it has reduced the government to being one vote short of a majority. Labor's request that any of its MPs and senators under speculation not be referred prompted accusations of a double standard, with the government threatening to hold a November 27th vote on the cases of two Labor MPs. Leader of the House Christopher Pyne says he hopes this new agreement will put an end to the crisis once and for all.
But I hope that by the time the Parliament resumes, we will have an agreement with Labor for a process. Of course, that will include members who've already indicated they were dual citizens on the day of nominations closing for the last election, satisfying the Parliament that they are not in fact ineligible to sit.